Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, the 3rd of May, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Celebrations are taking place across Poland today in honor of Constitution Day, which marks the 232nd anniversary of the signing of Poland's historic governing document of 1791. The Constitution of May 3rd is the second oldest constitution in the world after the United States, and the first legal document in Europe to regulate the organization of state authorities and delineate the rights and responsibilities of Polish citizens. The city of Gdańsk will celebrate the historic signing of the Constitution of May 3rd by ringing the bells of Święta Katarzyna in the morning, followed by a concert of carillons and trumpets at the main town hall at 1 p.m. Residents are then invited to watch historic reenactments of the changing of the guard at the prison tower near the Golden Gate at 3 p.m., followed by a march down Długa Street to Dwór Artusa, where actors representing the townsfolk of Gdańsk will swear an oath of allegiance to the King of the First Polish Republic. More information on today's events can be found on the City of Gdańsk website at gdańsk.pl. Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki has pushed back against perceived threats made against Poland's ambassador by commentators in Russian state media. Speaking at a news conference on Tuesday, Morawiecki said the threats made against Poland's ambassador demonstrate the real face of Russia and should be taken seriously, but he vowed that Poland won't be intimidated. Russia's former children's ombudsman Paweł Astachow said on Russian TV on Sunday that he had been waiting to see if the Polish ambassador would be found floating in the Moskva River or not, after the Russian ambassador to Warsaw was splashed with paint by an activist last year. Astachow suggested that such forms of retaliation against diplomats were allowed under international law, and that was what he was taught at the KGB school. Poland's foreign ministry swiftly condemned Astachow's remarks and called on Russia to ensure the safety of all diplomats in accordance with the Vienna Convention. Meanwhile, Russia on Tuesday said it had summoned Poland's charge d'affaires to protest against what it called the seizure of its embassy school building in Warsaw. Poland said Russia had been illegally occupying Polish state property, while Russia's foreign ministry called the move an illegal seizure, which would certainly not go without a proper response from us, which will not take long. Polish tennis star Iga Świątek successfully advanced to the quarterfinals at the Madrid Open after a hard-fought victory against Yekaterina Alexandrova of Russia. The Polish world number one managed to triumph over the 16-seeded Russians after a grueling 2.5-hour match on Monday. The 21-year-old Pole will face 27th-seeded Croatian Petr Martic for a place in the Final Four tonight at 8 p.m. Warsaw time. Gdynia officially inaugurated a new cruise season yesterday as a brass band and port officials welcomed the cruise ship MSC Fantasia to dock at the French Quay. According to information on the Port of Gdynia website, the 333-meter MSC Fantasia will be the longest cruise ship to dock in Gdynia this year. She will be followed by the slightly smaller 330-meter-long Sky Princess in July and the 350-meter-long and 300-meter-tall cruise ship Mein Schiff 1 in September. A full schedule of planned arrivals can be found on the port's website at portgdynia.pl.
The weather.
Today will be partly cloudy and cool with very little chance of rain showers and a light breeze from the north. Temperatures will peak at a daytime high of 12 degrees centigrade or 54 degrees Fahrenheit before dropping to a low of 2 degrees centigrade or 36 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Similar weather is expected tomorrow with a chance for rain returning next week. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.